Hey,
wait, where's everybody?
Hey,
I know
they have
are you?
Prior engagements. I know you. Huh?
We're gonna bust out the intro song.
You start first because I don't know the words. You go first.
You want me to go? Intro.
Yeah.
You mean to hum it or do you want to hum it?
Hum it, and I'll just hum it along.
Gotta have it your way. What are you humming?
What? I was trying to go with you, but then I was doing another song in my head. And I was like, what
song were you doing?
I was doing Return of the Mac. That's not the intro.
Do you have another podcast that you're on? Because
no.
We usually do Turn Me Loose.
I thought it was Regulator. I was trying to regulate over here. It wasn't working.
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
Hey, you got to keep guessing. Gotta keep guessing.
It is what it is, man.
What's happening, guys? Welcome to Cheap Seat Rounders. You got two of us today. We're down half the team. The brothers have some family stuff going on, so we're going to have to let them handle that.
We've got some broad shoulders.
We're going to throw
the
rounders
on our backs and see what we can do.
This may not make it to air. It may not. It may be the best episode yet. Who knows?
No, this has to make it. I don't know what I'm going to tell my wife.
Yeah, right.
Technical difficulty.
Yeah. I can't look my baby in
the face. I swear we're not just grab ass in there.
What do y'all do for 2 hours?
I hear a lot of laughing, not a lot of results.
My wife, she actually listens to the podcast. I think she's like, are they talking shit?
I didn't even think about that, man. I'm just hoping mine's a little too busy to listen to the whole thing. So I'm like, oh yeah, well, I heard you said last week, asshole.
Oh man,
I saw the pictures you saw. You sent of the car wreck, man. You know?
Oh yeah, man.
Tell us what happened there?
A lot of accidents going on. So I'm not gonna say any names, but the school I work at, one of my former players,
Sismortion.
He got in a car accident picking up his little brother, and they were pulling out of the entrance of the school. Lady who was on her phone going probably like 60, T-boned him, flipped the Jeep. It was a Jeep.
So she was driving the Jeep or he was driving the Jeep?
She was driving like some maybe like Ford Escort or something like that. Some shit beater. And she flipped the Jeep. So that's why you shouldn't buy a Jeep, ladies and gentlemen. So she flipped the Jeep. I'm like in the office, like winding down from practice. One of my coaches busts in, coach, we got to go down to the entrance. Like one of our kids got in an accident. So that's not even the crazy part. One of the crazy part is one of my current seventh grade players was hanging on the side. Not the side that got hit, but the opposite side. When it got hit, he flew. Kid only came out with like a bruised thigh.
Oh, dude, you don't get hurt when you're that old, man.
Yeah. You just bounce back.
You're like a cat. You just kind of like.
Yeah. I like hit the coffee table wrong and I'm out for like 3 to 4 weeks. Like,
oh, easily.
IR.
Sneeze whenever you're in an awkward angle or something. Back goes out.
I go from healthy to questionable like that.
That's what happened to these NFL players, man. All of a sudden, there's just a Q next to them. What the hell happened?
Like a big O. I hate that. How to stick.
Speaking of car wrecks, Miles Garrett.
What's the deal with that one? I don't know too many details. So you're gonna have
all
to
I know. In. Porsche car wreck hospital. That's pretty much the.
Oh. So not place. Nothing I, like no rug situation. Let's say right.
No. It was a single car accident, I believe. But I did see the video. It's like a body cam footage of him.
Yeah.
Dude, they had like his shirt like cut all up. Like,
was he a little drinky?
I don't know. But I mean, I think it's like one of those things, like a medical situation. Like they don't want to take your shirt off to avoid injury. They just cut it off.
Yeah.
It's like they like had his like sleeves all cut up. And then like the fireman's like, I'm going to help you stand up. And dude, the fireman was like, he looked like my size. I mean, obviously Miles Garrett's a giant. Yeah. Like he tried to help him up, and Miles Garrett's like, I'll just get up myself.
I can do it.
Dude, he was like up to Miles Garrett's like belly button. It was incredible.
The dude but is a freak of nature, man. You ever seen him like? You ever seen him like play off-season basketball? Like, can you imagine him like as a center? Like,
did you see that picture of him when he was like in high school and he's like playing like, well, obviously high school kids, but it's like his like teammate, and like his teammate looked like your average high school student. Miles Garrett looked like Miles Garrett. So it was pretty funny.
He makes Sean Oakman look pedestrian. Let's do COVID. News and notes, man. You want to do some news and notes? Well, like, sure, well, yeah, obviously the car
accident. Hot off the press.
Hot off the press. Miles Garrett got an accident. Dude, what about all these injuries, man? I'm like, it's not hitting me too bad. I got a couple of guys who are on my team who are injured, but like Tua, like, that was a scary moment for him, dude.
How did he get back in the game?
I think they're going to do an investigation, and someone is going to get like some draft picks taken away for that, because or some fine is about to happen with the Dolphins, because he should not have come back in the game.
They're playing off saying that like he kind of like pinched a nerve in his back, so kind of like he gave out. But I was like, dude, he was dizzy. No,
he was punch drunk. Yes. Same kid who got in the car accident. My football game the next day. He got a concussion, head hit the ground just like Tua. He got up, started stumbling, concussion. I just said, hey, go down, go down, go down. And then, yeah, he's going to be out 3 weeks.
Oh, I was about to say, did you put him back out there?
No, I didn't. He I took his helmet away. He didn't go back. His mom actually took him to the hospital. So
you did the responsible thing.
Yes. But yeah, Tua, man, that's scary. Kelsey, my wife, she was like, dude, if there was like not those two big ass linemen standing there, like he would have just hit the ground again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He looked like your common UFC fighter that just got completely knocked out, and he's like talking to the ref, like, oh, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Dude, those no, fighters you get knocked out, and then he's gonna try to fight the ref.
Wait, what happened? I did not get hit. But yeah, that was crazy.
Freaking you got Tua.
Did you see Sterling Shepard just blow his knee out jogging down the sidelines?
Oh no! I saw him get a penalty for coming off the bench.
Are we talking about the same guy, Giants wide receiver?
Yeah, Giants wide receiver, because Danny Dimes got pushed, got a little extra bump out of the bounds, and then he came off the bench because he didn't like that play. Yeah, he got flagged for it.
Yeah, dude, he was just kind of like halfway running a route, just kind of jogging down the sidelines, and ACL, damn. Done for season.
Done for the season. Jeez.
Man, when I see a finely tuned athlete going down like that, it just makes me scared to get out of bed in the morning, so I'm not going to do anything even close to what they're doing.
Makes you feel like, what, like maybe hopping out of the top of a truck or something like that, or like you're like, I don't want to pop my Achilles.
When I was in fifth grade, I was at a swimming pool with some friends. Like, we used to all go to the same swimming pool, like at like a golf course or something.
Yeah.
And this tennis instructor was like, the tennis court's kind of like butted up to where the swimming pool was. And I just heard the story. I heard the scream, and then I heard the story afterwards. Apparently, he like jumped up to hit a shot, and when he landed, blew out both his ACLs at the same time.
Oh my god!
So he just like crumbles like a folding chair, and he's just screaming. Everybody's like, "Oh my god, what's happening?" But yeah, so I can't attest to it, but I'm pretty sure it hurts pretty bad.
But yeah, it's something I don't ever want to experience ever in my life. Let's just
for
say
sure.
That.
Then we have mac and cheese.
Oh yeah, he looked like he was in agony.
Was he being a little
dramatic?
They're like, he's got an ankle sprain.
like
he didn't really break anything.
Quit. Let's pump the brakes here, Mac. Come on.
You have an injury that requires a few Tylenol to be okay.
Get up. We just put some ice on it.
He still had his helmet on when he was leaving, just like screaming as he's getting carried.
And he had Joey Bosa groin tear. Oh. I've had a groin pull, never a tear. Or was it a tear? I don't know.
I think the same thing, aren't they?
Yeah.
Where's Mark when you need him? Where's the doc? All right.
Where's the doc? Coming at the paging Dr. Mark. Paging Dr. Mark. Anything. Anyways, something with his groin, which can take maybe a couple, 3 or 4 weeks, I'm sure. I know one of my guys, Swift, he's got shoulder issues. So Miles called that one. So I'm not
sure. Amon St. Brown hurt his ankle, but he's supposedly going to be okay to go this week.
Yeah, Buckner, he's coming back off of his ankle injury, but I don't trust it. But yeah.
So speaking of these fantasy injuries, are we going to talk about fantasy this week? We can skip it if you want.
No, we can talk about fantasy. But
I'm okay with skipping it.
My one question was, do you think all these injuries early on in the season is because a lot of people have been like sitting their starters during the preseason, or it's just the nature of the game? It's just the nature of the game.
I just feel like every year, man, there's just always injuries. It's football, man. This is the way it happens. Yeah. The weird thing to me is I feel like a lot of superstars get hurt now. I feel like back in the day, like your Adrian Peterson, I know he blew out his knee at one point.
Yeah.
But I feel like he went a whole career without getting hurt almost.
Yeah.
Brady, almost the same thing. I know he had one year.
Yeah, where he was out for like the whole season. But other than that, yeah.
And then who else? Rodgers.
Joe Thomas, the lineman. Like he was like the Cal Ripken of football, right? Like consecutive games started.
Yeah, and then that left tackle for the Rams that retired. LSU guy.
It's like some of the guys know, like, don't report that. My finger's fine. My finger's good.
Dude, was a defensive lineman that cut his finger off to play one time.
Was it JPP? Lott.
It was for the Cowboys.
Oh, Ronnie
Lott.
He was a safety. Yeah. Ronnie Lott, story goes, I think he got caught in a helmet, and his pinky was like literally, so it was like, no, just cut the shit off and let me get back in the game.
I don't need it. Just cut it off.
Yeah. I'm trying to win this divisional playoff game. Come on.
People trying to get paid now, which I understand, man.
Yeah. Want to hit up some fantasy?
We can skip it, man. I don't want to talk about fantasy.
You don't want to talk about the...
We don't have to talk about
it. Hey, let's wait. Who did I play this last week?
I broke my back. My back is broken.
With your own damn players, matter of fact.
Dude, and that's the thing that hurts, man. Like, I'm not talking crap about your team. Mine shit the bed this week, but...
Yeah.
Dude, like, you had two players to go off, and the rest is just...
Yeah. I had my two receivers, my two running backs. Didn't break 10 points. But Lamar and Andrews, Jackson, and Patterson... all were north of 25 points. Lamar was north of 25 twice. He had 54. He had 54 points. I mean, shit, he had to because Jalen Hurts was going off.
Dude, Lamar Jackson pisses me off so bad. I drafted the year after his MVP season, and he was just legit average the entire year. Like, I couldn't even start him at some point. And now he's just kind of back to like MVP Lamar.
It's going to be another MVP year. Who they play? They play Buffalo. Hey, battle of the MVP candidates, maybe?
Shootout? Buffalo's defense is good enough, I think. I guess we'll see.
They're kind of depleted, though, right?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that during bets. Let's talk about this ass kicking I put on you. That's really it. I had three players go like lights out and the rest of my players shit the bed. But it could have been way worse. If I had started like Tyler Boyd, it would have been even worse because he went off this past weekend.
Players on my bench that could have made it a lot more interesting.
If I had put in Ramondre, who I got off of Miles for like
these bag of chips. Should've.
Philly. I benched Philly last week. That was...
Dude, it kind of scares me. The
Rams were pretty decent.
I am kind of worried about my team with Jonathan Taylor becoming human again. I'm a little worried. And Joe Mixon just being Joe Mixon.
You got Poyer, he's out. Myles Garrett got in a car accident. I don't know.
Allen,
man.
Robinson, droppable at this point.
I mean, how much is a first round draft pick worth to you? That's the real question.
You want to win now or don't you?
Yeah. I'm in win now mode, Peach. I'm like, I'm going for broke. Don't care. I need to get a chip on my belt.
Dude, I haven't had a first-place trophy in 4 years. I need some gold in my life.
Yeah. What is it? 2019 was my last championship, I think. Yeah. The other league, so.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Never the bride.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, no real big, huge trades, I don't think, in our league.
I think everybody's besides you is kind of like, what the hell did I just do to my team?
Yeah. I just completely blew it up. Dude, I was surprised that T. Edwards was still sitting there on waivers. So I picked him up. I'm starting him. For the Eagles? The Eagles defense, man. I'm probably going to start them the rest of the season. And they're crazy.
I'll say it now, dude. I'm almost positive I've seen a little bit of every NFL team play this year. Mm-hmm. Eagles are easily the best team I've seen play so far.
They're the best in the NFC for sure, I think.
I think in the whole NFL they're the best team, top to bottom.
Huh?
I don't see a weakness on their team. Run game, I mean, maybe, but they have a good offensive line.
Probably the run game. But Miles Sanders is he's doing a good job. Like, he's not, I don't think he's fumbling. He's no, like, Derrick Henry.
They just need a serviceable run game to just keep the defense honest.
Yeah. Run by
Jalen Hurts can run around, get 40 or 50 yards.
Who's the backup? Scott? Is Scott the backup?
Scott. And then Gainwell plays a little bit.
Dallas Goedert. Yeah. He's elite. He's one of the top tight ends in the league. So,
dude, they have two first round wide receivers, and then
you got him, you got AJ, you got Devonta Smith, and then you got a defense that's playing out of their mind. So, yeah, they got tools
for sure.
I kind of like their head coach. I didn't really know too much about him, but I kind of like his. He's kind of fiery, like especially when like
coaches start looking more attractive the more they win.
Yeah, right. Especially like him going off like, no, he can't throw the challenge flag. He can't throw the challenge flag after that. He can't throw it too late.
Probably the worst team I've seen, and I know the record doesn't indicate it, is the freaking Broncos, dude.
What? Yeah.
They look awful to me. Every time I see them play, they're tough to watch.
Yeah. That's why I shipped what's-his-face to Miles. In my other league, I shipped him Carson Wentz, Javonte Williams, Kyler Murray. I mean, Kyler Murray's not. I don't have a quarterback. I needed to get a quarterback. I had Derek Carr. I was relying on Derek Carr.
I can't believe how bad the Raiders are.
Yeah. 0-3. That's how bad.
Yeah. I mean, you are what your record says you are, and they are terrible. Jaguars first place. We're gonna talk about that.
Yeah, I mean they're like probably they're the Bengals so far this year. They would be the Cincinnati Bengals of this year. Now, will they make it to the Super Bowl? That's a little too early to call, but
I'm gonna say no.
No. What's another surprise? Who's this Mac Hollins guy? Me and Alex were trying to like battle to get him, but he has just as many targets as Davante Adams.
That might explain the 0-3 record.
Yeah. That they're not getting to Davante.
Yeah, I've got a buddy that's a huge Raiders fan, and it's hard to get their games on TV, but I follow him on my phone just so I can talk shit to him.
Yeah.
And I have Davante Adams and Waller on my fantasy team. And when I'm watching this thing, it's like Matt Collins, Matt Collins, Matt Collins.
Yeah, I'm like, geez.
Could you please throw like half of those targets to Waller?
Yeah.
I mean, Devontae's going to get his targets regardless, but Waller, man, like, they got to get him involved somehow. But Colts beating KC, surprise of the week.
Yeah, that was nuts. KC, the panic button?
No, it's still 2-1, right?
They're still good. They're still good. They just have one of their down games. They always have like one of those games that you're like, is KC in trouble? And then they always make the playoffs, beat them. All right. Hey, since we're in the fantasy segment, before we get out of the fantasy segment, I want to get your opinion on a trade. Now, Charlie just rejected my trade and then sent me a bullshit trade that I sent y'all and then, like, canceled it because he probably knew that, yeah, there's no way he's going to take this. Yeah. It was just
wasting everybody's time.
Yeah, why are you wasting my time with these, like a fourth for a 13th? Like, I'm not looking. Like, oh, sneak in a 13th.
First time, shame on me.
Come on. Yeah, I got fooled once on that. So I'm sending Evan, Mike Williams, LA's wide receiver, DeAndre Swift, who's hurt, he's banged up, but he's still ranked number 40th. Mike Williams 209, and a fourth round draft pick for Cam Akers and a first round draft pick.
In a first round?
That first round. I'm trying to get a first round back.
Bro, anyway, you know how I feel about my first round picks, man.
Yeah.
I gotta have them. So if I'm him, if you're trading that to take my first round, I can't do it, man.
Yeah.
If you're gonna want me to do that, I need
I'm trying
Lamar
to
tap, Jackson.
Yeah.
I need Mark Andrews back.
I'm trying to tap into his desperation because he's 0-3. He's got a decent team. He's got Kyler Murray. He's got Cooper Kupp. St. Brown is hurt. He doesn't have any running backs. He's got Hunt. He's got Akers. He's got Kelsey and Smith.
I'm going to check and see if he's still interested in giving me Kupp for Jonathan Taylor. I don't think he will anymore.
I think people are going to stay away from Jonathan Taylor.
He's trending down for sure. I should have dealt him after week one.
Should have dealt him when the
feeling would have, should have, could have.
Man, you got a pretty good like mixing. What's up with him? Like,
man, they just had one off week. I've been over 200 points 2 weeks in a row. It's an off week, man. It's an off. We all week. Have them. Yeah. You caught me at a good time, yeah. Curry.
I was kind of rooting for you, but I kind of rooting against you because I have James Robinson in my other league. So I was like, yes, another touchdown, James Robinson.
Dude, I think he's been the surprise running back of the year. I think I got him like in the.
But is he round. A surprise? Because he was going, he was pretty high up there, pretty high ranked.
Everybody not last year, but the ETN year ago. Above him, though.
Yeah. And he overtook the starting job. Or
pretty much, I mean, he has at this point, I would think. Yeah,
I think so, too.
And the Jaguars are looking good, man.
Yeah, man. So how good are they looking?
Some bets.
We want to draft. We can go real quick. It's kind of more of a redraft because not redraft, but we're gonna recap our NFT draft because we did it through text messages because Miles and Mark are out.
They're on the IL.
So the draft order this week for week four is the dude, DJ Harvey, yours truly. Then Mark, the Dr. Mark, and the Don, Mr. Miles. So, with the first pick in week four NFT draft, congratulations on your win, by the way.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. Well, let's talk about how we just kind of snuck the snake.
No, we didn't know snake enough.
Bro,
snakes.
I had already picked, and then Miles picks, and he's like, oh, it's a snake, by the way. And he picks again.
We knew you knew it was a snake because we did snake.
We haven't snaked it the entire season.
Oh my. See, ladies and gentlemen, he doesn't listen to his own podcast because we've been doing it the whole time. But the one thing that we did do is that we did quarterbacks, then we did running backs, then we did one position.
And we didn't snake it.
Yeah, we did.
How many porn rockets you gonna throw on this?
I'll bet you actual cash money that we snaked it. Listen to the episodes.
I do.
we would get down to the last person to snake, and then he would pick the first running back in the next category. And then since I had the first pick, I'd pick last in the running back category. And then I'd pick first in the wide receiver category. That's how we snaked it. I'm telling you.
All right, fine.
Check the tape.
I'm throwing the challenge flag. We'll get back to this one next week.
We need to get some challenge flags on the Amazon so we can I like those commercials. Have you seen those commercials? I thought you packed the bag. No, I told you to pack the bag. I'm going to throw the challenge flag on this one. What I love is that you said, how can I forget the life jackets? And he's like, son of a bitch.
All right. So with the first pick, wide receiver, Mr. Amari Cooper.
So a little bit of hiccup, ladies and gentlemen, my listeners. What we're doing, instead of doing like we did in the past where we go one category, you can pick any category you want with your first pick. So if you want to go receiver, you can go receiver for your first pick. So he took Amari Cooper for his first pick. So I went running back with my first pick, and I picked Mr. Chase Edmonds. He had two tutties last week, I know he had at least one tutty last week. So I went Mr. Chase Edmonds. And all these players are out of the top 10, out of the top 20. My bad. Bottom 20, as Mark likes to say. The bottom 20 of Fantasy Pros weekly half point PPR. So, with that one, you want to take Mark's and I'll take Miles? So with the first round pick, Mark went. He went running back.
No, Mark went Jacoby. No, he went Kareem Hunt.
He went running back. He went Kareem.
And then it went back. You got Miles.
And then Miles went running back in the first round, and he went Devin Singletary. And then with his first pick in the second round, he went Evan Ingram for tight end.
And on the way back up, Dr. Mark went Jacoby Brissett. I gotta check the spelling on this
one. Yeah, I'm gonna put it on there when I do the post. And then with my second round pick, I got a little confused because there was some ranking. I wasn't under the
wrong. There's a discrepancy.
So I picked Gabe Davis, but then Mark was like, "No, you can't triple stamp a double stamp." So I was like, "Wait. Okay, evidence is heard, Your Honor." I went with DK Metcalf for my receiver position.
And because I'm now made aware of the snake when it came back to me, I went Ezekiel Elliott and Cameron the Brait.
For your second round pick and then the start of the third round. Now, had we not snake, would you have just picked Zeke?
Well, dude, the thing is, if you're picking outside the top 20, we're all taking reaches.
Yeah.
I don't think there's really an advantage.
It's the reach draft. That's why. Yeah. Because we did that because obviously, you're gonna take the best players, and this is kind of no fun.
I'm just complaining to complain at this point.
Yeah, it's like a sleeper draft. It's all a sleeper draft. So he took Cameron Brate in the third round, and my third round pick was Mr. Baker Mayfield. He's playing them Cardinals.
Mark with the scary Terry
in the third round. That was a good pick. And then Miles wrapped up the first pick with Mr. Turnover Trubisky.
Turnover Mebisky.
I think his days are numbered. I think Kenny Pickett.
I was kind of surprised Pickett didn't get some snaps last week.
I think the fan base is going to be calling for Mike Tomlin's head if he doesn't start Kenny Pickett sooner or later, especially if they keep losing. And then so Miles took Trubisky, and then he ended his draft lineup with Mr. Devontae Smith.
So. All right, man. I legit cannot say this guy's name. I know Dr. Mark went Albert O.K.
Yeah, I'm just going to say Albert O'Kay from Denver, the tight end from Denver.
Denver's tight end.
So then that left me with my fourth round pick, which was going to be a tight end. And I picked Mo Alley Cox.
And I rounded out the draft with Cooper Rush.
Cooper Rush. Mr. Sorry, Dak. Here's your pink slips.
Here's your walking papers.
Here's your walking papers. Dude, what if he does?
Dude, I'm honestly, what I'm hoping happens is he does take over. Dallas gets desperate, trades away Dak, and he goes to Denver and gets to play in that offense. Or he goes to San Francisco.
That's what I was.
Those are my two teams.
That's what I was going to say.
Dak could just end up on either one of those. All is right with the NFL. Who knows? Who knows, man?
Or Bill Belichick picks up the phone. How much he all want for Dak?
He's too expensive for Belichick, man. Belichick ain't going to pay that for a quarterback. Yeah. He made Cam Newton, sign for $100,000 or something like that.
Like a bag of chips and a sandwich.
Right.
So that was our NFT draft. So let's wrap this up. Hey, Beach, we're coming up on 31 minutes.
We did it.
We're already in the bet section. So I'm going to change up my strategy on my bets, and I'm just going to do like you do, and I'm just going to go like smaller. I got to stop doing these parlays.
Hey, parlays, that's how you lose money.
It's a trap. It's a trap, yeah. I start bleeding money. Yeah.
I've been doing pretty good this year, man. I think I'm 5-6 this year so far.
Nice. I'm like,
I put a small parlay down on Monday, but it was just a few dollars.
I'm pretty sure I haven't. Let me see. My last win was
November 2020.
No, it was this year. It was April. Put $20. It was a basketball game. It was a Villanova versus Kansas.
Loyola Marymount versus Daytona. what the hell were you doing with that one?
I took St. John's to upset Nebraska. Dude. I put down 21.52 ducks. But yeah.
So you just want to keep it like we usually do the Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, and then
let's do, since there's just the two of us, yeah, let's do Thursday night game, let's do Sunday night game, Monday night game, and then let's pick a couple like standout ones that are like, oh dude, this is like free money.
Okay.
Do like two each. And then we'll put a little bow in this, wrap it up in maroon and white, and say adios.
Put it in the mail. Ship it out.
Ship it out to all you guys. Then
first class.
All right. So we have tomorrow's game.
Dolphins Bengals.
Oh. All right. I'm smelling let down by the Dolphins, man. They just had a hard fought game against Buffalo. Who knows if Tua
obviously concussed.
He's still in a closet in the dark. I think, in the short turnaround too, I think that's going to give the upper hand to the Bengals. Bengals are -4. The over under is 47. A lot of the unders have been hitting a lot this year.
Yeah, but I can't pull for an under, man. I hate taking the under. I'd much rather at the end of the game be pulling for someone to score than not score.
Yeah. I like exciting games. Everybody likes score. I'm going to take the Bengals, and I'm going to take them to cover with the 4 points. Especially if Bridgewater's in a quarterback. So, I mean,
I think the Bengals they had like a little slow at the beginning. Offensive lines had the 3 games under their belt, so maybe they'll solidify a little bit. Playing at home in the all white jerseys. I'm going.
Dolphins defense is actually pretty dang good too. So
I mean, it is.
It ain't 3-0 for none. I mean, but I'm gonna take the Bengals -4, and I'm gonna take the under. But I know you're probably gonna take the over. over 47.
I'm not gonna touch the over under. I can never get a
feel
for over under Thursday.
Yeah, that's a good measure. We're both taking the Bengals on that one. Let's go on down to the Sunday night NBC
Chiefs
game.
Bucks.
That is tasty.
It is basically a coin flip. They have Chiefs minus one.
Bucks get back Mike Evans after suspension.
I'm going Bucks all day, man.
Yeah, they got a pretty damn
that
good
defense.
That defense is elite.
Dude, it made Aaron Rodgers look not like Aaron Rodgers for a large portion.
Green Bay was about to give that game away, man. Like they kept them in that game the entire time. But just something about, I don't know.
I can see the Chiefs bouncing back from that.
Colts that's what I'm thinking is that the Chiefs already had their kind of letdown game and they played down to their competition last week. So I think Andy Reid's going to have them bounce back. What about like Patrick Mahomes and Eric Bieniemy kind of getting into it?
Did you see that tweet from Shady McCoy? And he's like, all Bieniemy does is argue with players. He don't know anything about the offense.
That's a little angst right there. Probably because he didn't get him the ball. I wonder, but that also probably plays into like why he's hasn't gotten a NFL position or like a head coaching job. Maybe he's just not like. Maybe it's more Andy Reid than Bieniemy. Who knows? But
Andy Reid's running that offense. Don't let anybody fool you.
The Chiefs are only favored minus one.
Dude, I'm going Bucks, man. How often does Tom Brady lose 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm going Bucks, man. Do the Chiefs.
I am gonna do the Chiefs. I don't have any good reason. I just Patrick Mahomes.
My homie.
I'll take the younger goat over the older goat. I know I'm probably gonna regret it, but yeah, I'm gonna take the Chiefs. I'm gonna go over. I think they can definitely get over 45. But with that defense, I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah. I could see that being like a 17-14 game or something like that. You know,
I think it's going to look a lot like the Green Bay versus.
Yeah, I'll go the under.
Well, one thing, where's this game going to be played? Because is Tampa still a part of Florida now?
Yeah. The hurricane? Yeah, they got Hurricane Ian coming that way. So, yeah, that may be a delayed. Let's see. Hopefully it's still standing. Oh, that pirate ship's not actually floating underwater. That'd be nuts. All right, Monday night game. We got Rams at the 49ers.
Some good games this week, man. Prime games are prime this week.
What's your read on the 49ers? Is Jimmy G just like, shit, I thought I had this season off?
They're the same team that they were last year, dude. Elite defense, okay running game. Better than average running game. Just terrible quarterback play. They're the same team. They haven't gotten any better, any worse.
Shanahan on the hot seat, you think?
That's tough to say, man. Didn't he make the NFC Championship game last year?
They gave up a lot though for Trey Lance, but yeah, I mean that's kind of out of their hands. He got hurt.
Was that his call for Lance though, or is that more what's his name?
He gave a lot of draft capital away for that. That's just them the breaks, I guess. Then breaks, but it was smart smart keeping Jimmy G on board because hey, he got hurt. So they're
first round quarterback picking ain't a science.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes you get a Justin Herbert. Sometimes you get a what's that kid?
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz.
Dude, so I'm going Rams, man.
You're going Rams? Yeah, I'm going Rams. I don't like anything about the four. Unless, like, I like their 49ers defense, but I just think they're one of those teams that's going to – they're going to start rolling off a lot of a losing streak here and there, like winning three or four games in a row and people are like, panic in San Francisco. So, yeah, I think we're both going Rams because the 49ers are minus – yeah, I'll take that. 1.5? That'll go down to easily one.
Rams all day.
Yeah, that might switch, actually. That might go Rams by two.
All right, man. Hit you a lock of the week.
Let's see. Let me scroll
up. I already know mine.
You already know yours? Let me guess. Cowboys, Commanders.
I'm actually going to go Raiders -2.5 with the Broncos coming to town.
Broncos, man. They're 2-1.
I don't know.
That's false.
But even a bigger mystery, how are the Raiders 0-3? I think they get their first win of the season.
The Broncos lost to the Seahawks, and the Seahawks are not that good.
Bro, the Broncos should have lost both of those games that they won.
Yeah.
I'll give them the Houston game. Maybe they should have won that one 16-9. Yeah. But, dude, San Francisco, the 11-10 game, that was trash.
I definitely want to talk about two games that are, like, really good matchups. But my lock is probably going to be... my lock's probably going to be Packers over the Patriots. Packers favored 9.5, though. That's a lot of points.
Mac and cheese ain't going to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to go Packers to cover.
He's still screaming.
Yeah, I can still hear him. Hey, shh, shh.
They say when the wind blows a certain way at night. All right, what games you want to talk about? Bills-Ravens?
Bills-Ravens and Jaguars-Eagles. I definitely want to talk about those two. What's your lock? Your lock? Yeah, you already said your lock was
the Raiders. Raiders over the Broncos -2.5.
All right, which one do you want to do first? Let's do the let's do Bills-Ravens.
Jaguars.
Well, they're both.
I guess they're both the 12 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Let's do Bills-Ravens, man. MVP candidate versus MVP candidate. Who do you got?
Over under is 51.5.
Damn.
That is a shootout. Dude, I don't know. I can't get a feel for the
Bills. Ravens defense is pretty not that good.
People are talking up the Bills way too early, dude. And honestly, I think they're a one-dimension. Like, they are Stephon Diggs and Allen. Like, that's it. Like, those two, which... I mean, yeah, it's a good
Dawson
combo.
Knox. You got Dawson Knox. Gabe Davis when he's healthy. This McKenzie kid's pretty good.
I guess.
Not really. Their running game is, well, I mean.
Abysmal at best.
They're basically mirror teams. Look at the Ravens. They got Lamar, Andrews, Bateman, and then a serviceable, like, running game. The running game is Lamar Jackson.
Did J.K. do much?
He got started, but I don't think he did. Like, because he's coming off all those injuries from last year. Let me look at his stats. Yeah. They probably had him on a pitch count. But J.K., let's see. Rushing. Dobbins. He's seven rushes for 23 yards. But, yeah. Their leading rusher was Lamar Jackson. 11 rushes, 107 yards.
Who needs a run game?
Yeah. When you got LJ back there, man.
So who you taking? I'm going Bills, man. I'll stick with the Bills. I think Bills -3 is a pretty safe bet.
-3? I'm going Ravens, and I'll take the points.
Get them.
And I'll go...
Jaguars, Eagles.
I'll go over. Dude, Jaguars, Eagles,
get
man.
Any respect?
6.5 points. But let's look at the Jaguars schedule. Are they pretenders? Let's see. But,
I mean,
Washington's not that good. They lost to Washington. 28-22.
They smashed Indianapolis, who just beat KC.
Yeah. But is Indianapolis that good?
The Chargers.
With a hurt Justin Herbert, Joey Bosa, groin. Yeah.
Going Jaguars, man. I'm rolling it.
You're rolling it?
Dude, let me see here.
Good thing there's two of us on this podcast. I'm going Eagles. I'm going Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. I don't know if I'll take the 6.5. Yeah, I think they'll win by 2 touchdowns.
That's a lot, man.
Write it down then. Write it down. Corn Rocket. Let's go 3.5 million, or we'll go 6.5 million. That's the line. 6.5 million.
Yep. That's equals 22 cents.
The exchange rate. Oh yeah, 22. That's a quarter. I'll buy you a coat next time I see you.
Oh man, yeah, I'm going Jaguars, man. I'm gonna roll with them. I think they're a little bit better. People give them credit for.
So you're okay. So let me write that down. Well, so your lock, your lock is Raiders over Denver.
Raiders over Denver -2.5.
Okay. My lock was Packers over Pats. And then we'll get Mark and Miles's later. And then let me get your upset so I don't have to bother you on Sunday.
You know I'm a busy man on Sunday.
Yeah. I got a lot of shit going on, man. 45 years
36,
old. Man.
36 years 36 old. 36 years old, man. This is upset.
This is upset. Get it now.
All right. We're going Commanders over Cowboys.
You can't change it. Commanders over Cowboys. Look at you. That probably hurt to say, didn't it?
Nah. 1 foot out the door on that franchise.
I'm going to go upset. Well, you know what? I'll do it. My upset is going to be the Falcons over the Browns. I think Cordell Patterson is going to take it to the Browns.
I think the Browns' run game is just too good, man. Too much Amari, too much run game.
We shall see. I mean, I guess I could have taken the Dolphins, but no. I'm not going to talk shit about them earlier.
Can't go back on it now.
Can't go back. Can't triple stamp a double stamp. Are the Saints done?
Yeah.
The Saints are done. All right. Hey. 47 minutes. There we go. Hey, look at us. Who would have thunk it? Not me.
Not me.
Oh, man.
Well, dude, guys, I thought we did all right.
Solid show, guys.
Are we going to hum out the exit?
Hey, listen to us on Apple, Spotify, all the podcast stuff. Yeah. Let's do the outro.
Donnie and Mark. We send y'all love.
Send y'all love. We'll see you on the flip side, fellas.
Do 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 do. Gotta do it my way.